Asked Randy Dicute, Senior Vice President for Farmers National Company, about land prices. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.
When we turned the calendar into 2022, prior to the Ukrainian war breaking out, we had good commodity prices. Interest rates maybe were going to inch up and look like good farm income despite the input costs going up. So land prices took another jump first part of the year over what they had moved up higher in 2021. Part of that was already happening, depending on the area. Type quality land. But then Ukrainian war came and oil and energy prices went up further. Uncertainty in the market, the supply chains of grain commodities and meats changed, and that propelled the outlook for farm incomes to be stronger for the next several years, probably, even if the Ukrainian war situation gets resolved, and we all hope it does sooner than later. There's still ramifications going on and carryovers from the supply chain issues in the past. And then the inflation concerns now. Historically, people turn to real property or real estate assets during time of inflations for a hedge, and farmland, one of those prime examples of a good inflation hedging investment in something like these times. So farmer demand was there. They looked a little stronger despite the rising costs. And then investor demand perked up because of inflation fears.
And inflation fears are growing. So who knows what your farmland's worth? David Sparks, in association with the Ag Information Network.